This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hello, 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 welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it's Friday, which means our dear friend, Corey Andrew, joins us. Hey, Corey, are you there?
I am here. Happy Friday, everyone.
Hey, Corey. I love seeing you on TV, Corey. I saw you again over the weekend.
Talking about the royals. Thank you. Talking about the Queen as a fashion icon.
I know, you're great. You're great.
Thank you.
I saw the clip. I didn't video it, so I missed it, but then I found the clip. Looks good. Sounds good. Look at you.
Thank you, darling. I'm getting there.
Hey, let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friends? It's tea time. So we're actually going to do a lead today that is not at least a British royal. I'm going to get in trouble by saying that. It's an American royal. Kim Kardashian. I'm going to get in trouble. Kim Kardashian talks about single life and what sort of man she is looking for. Next, this story is blowing up. So she's admitted she's not really looking at the moment, but she told James Corden that her friends don't really set her up. She's not on dating apps. He asked, how does it work? How do I get a date with Kim Kardashian? It's actually a good question. She said, I haven't really been thinking about it at the moment. I'm not looking. I want to chill just for a minute. And I need to focus on myself and finish school. Remember, she's still at law school, so she's got to finish that. So she's doing all that. And she said, though, when she finally does look, see, she's always looking really, isn't it? When she finally does poke her head up to see who she'll date next, she joked that clearly whatever I'm doing is not working. So I'm going to have to do something different. So maybe I'd like to meet a doctor, a lawyer, a scientist, a neuroscientist, an attorney. She said that she envisions that in her future, and that's where her mind is at. Right now, James Corden said, if I see a paparazzi picture of Kim Kardashian with someone from NASA, I'm going to explode. I mean, it's just, it makes me smile. But at the same time, what she's been doing is not working. It's not working. Can you say that to yourself? Often people make the same mistake over and over and over again. Kim said, I'm not doing it again. No, 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 no. I'm looking for someone totally different. I say good luck.
But I don't think she's really identified, like, what the thing is she's doing wrong, right? She just, she's been attracted to who she's been attracted to. Right. I mean, Kanye is a little, you know, tricky. Well,
that was
but
tricky.
Pete Davidson was very nice.
He was nice, but troubled, you know, by his own admission. Like, Pete would argue
he has his issues too.
I'd never marry the bad boys, but I did date some bad boys for a while.
They're fun.
Lots of fun. Don't want to marry them. I don't even want to talk to them, if the truth be told. I'm not saying any more because we don't talk about that on this show, filthy. But I don't know. I like the nice guys. Bruce is a nice guy. I like peace.
Yeah, Bruce is a sweetheart.
I like security. It's a sweet. And because I'm a lunatic. So I can't have two lunatics. You're more of a lunatic than you let on.
Yeah, you and me are like bookends, you and me. And so we have these nice guys who kind of like handle it.
I know. It's so interesting. I hope Kim finds what she's looking for. It's interesting. I'm glad, too, she's taken a moment. There was a second there I was getting reporting that she might get back with Kanye. Ooh.
Yeah, I saw that. I remember that.
They were getting close again. Wise. He was being a good boy.
Yeah,
he reminded her why she fell in love with him. And then he exploded again and said horrible things about her. Online.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's
You know what? When you break up, though, you really should take a moment. I think Kim owes it to herself. We all do in moments like that. Stay still, get to know yourself, be calm, and then figure it out from
there. That's so clever, Corey. I wonder if Kim actually does know who she is. We all think we know Kim Kardashian, but my question would be to Kim, do you know Kim Kardashian? What does she want? Having children changes everything too, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And we do get older, even Kim. She doesn't look any older, but even Kim ages. What I wanted in my 20s and my 30s, I no longer want in my 40s.
Exactly.
Yeah, don't want it anymore. So maybe Kim's changed too. I do love, though, that she said she's continuing with her law degree. She's going to get it.
Well, some people have been critical of that, though, because it's not like she's really going to law school. Not to diminish it, but it's not, you know, it's sort of like an accelerated, like, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But
it does allow her to be a lawyer, I think, at the end. Like, it's got to be something. It can't be like Trump University. Like, it's you know, she's going to become a lawyer after all this. I wish her well, I do. I know we rag on her on this show and we laugh about Kim. And I think she's in on the joke. I know she is. I know her a little bit. And she's in on the joke. I wish her well, which brings us to our poll question of the day. Kim Kardashian plans to date a biochemist or an attorney. After Pete Davidson, after breaking up with him. Is this a good idea or is this a terrible idea? Be careful, though, because we all like say, oh, yeah, we encourage our friends to date really smart people. What happens if you're not that smart? Like, I wouldn't want to date somebody too smart, Corey, because I'd look like a dummy.
Well, brainy guys are kind of cute, though.
They are cute, but they're going to know how stupid I am. I know, I don't want someone too smart. I want someone smart enough to know that I'm not smart, but not smart enough to know that I'm ridiculous.
Yes, I love that. Yeah, it's like a good balance.
Ridiculous.
It's a perfect balance.
Best of luck, Kim. Don't forget, go vote, go vote, and check back on Monday to hear your results. Hey, Corey Love, what are you working on?
This gets really, really saucy. So Erica Girardi responds to Jennifer Lawrence calling her evil.
Ooh.
And she says we can unmask her ugly. Now, here's what went down. So Erica Girardi, you know, she had a few things to get off her chest after Jennifer Lawrence recently said the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star needed a publicist and that she was evil. So Andy Cohen said to Erica, 51, hey, Jennifer Lawrence, who is a huge Housewives fan, you know, called you evil and said you needed a publicist. What was your reaction to that? And Erica replied, well, you know, it's easy to label people when they are at their absolute lowest, going through something in real time on television.
Mm.
But any time that she would like to come down and mix it up with us, I am sure that we can unmask the ugly parts of her personality as well, she added, which was like quite the little bit of shade thrown back at Jennifer. So over the weekend, Lawrence, 32, did not hold back when Variety asked her her thoughts on season 12 of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And she says, my biggest problem with this season is that it has just been boring. The Oscar winner told the outlet, you know, I think Erica is evil. Oh. And I would go as far as to say she needs a publicist ASAP. So I think that Jennifer needs to calm down.
Yeah, I do too.
Because, you know, she tends to do this a lot. She's very opinionated about TV shows. I think she loves
she does.
Drag Race.
Yeah, she gets into them. Yep.
But But there's a point where, you know, you have to remember you're talking about real people. Now, granted, right. they are putting themselves out there, Rob, on TV. I get it. But yeah. Erica is going through a really difficult thing right now. So I don't know. What do you think about
I think evil is too strong a word. I don't use that word. I wouldn't use that word. I could say she's lost the plot, or she's been a little mean this season, or I haven't enjoyed her this season. You don't have to call people evil. I also do think, too, though, that we're playing into the hands of the Housewives. They love this. The Housewives I don't know Erica, I've got to admit, but the Housewives I do know, they love all this attention. And when somebody with an Oscar comes at them, they love it. It's like Bethany always trying to pick fights every day with the Kardashians.
Oh, my gosh, every day.
She's trying to put
herself in people's fights.
With like Mother Teresa. Like, she's just going for like people. Crazy. She just wants to fight with people to get attention. And I'm like, we all see through it. So I think Erica, too. I mean, I do feel bad for her, but I also know, too, she does enjoy the spotlight. Mm-hmm. So talking about this is something she clearly is. It's part of her life. And so I respect that, though. As a reality star, she knows that this is part of her life. But having fans saying mean things about you on Twitter is one thing. Think having someone that's got an Oscar tell the cover of Variety that you're evil.
That's different. Yeah. That's because at the end of the day, they both are in entertainment. So they're almost like two entertainers, and one's like, you know, swiping at the other one in a magazine. Yeah. It's not
Maybe they're both benefiting from it. I can understand how Erica benefits from this. I don't know how this helps Jennifer. Jennifer,
no.
I don't know why you're doing this. I don't know. Hey, moving along. Billie Eilish said she was really worried about protocol when she met the royal family. So last year, Billie and her brother Phineas, I love him, had the opportunity to meet Prince Charles, Prince William and Kate at the No Time to Die red carpet premiere. Oh, they had the James Bond party premiere in London. They wrote the theme song, that's why they were there. And so in light of the Queen's passing, Billie opened up about meeting the royal family, and she said she was really worried that she wanted to learn all the proper etiquette. She didn't want to do anything wrong. She was ready to curtsy. She was ready not to shake hands. She knew that you're not allowed to speak, only answer questions if you're asked. And she was really, really worried about it. And she was shocked and surprised when they walked out, and they were just really, really friendly. Yeah, and she said they actually were not that into protocol themselves. Like, they were just sort of like, I don't want to say normal, they weren't that, but they were just like there to see a movie, get some free popcorn. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we all get so uptight about this stuff. Meeting famous people, yes, meeting royals, that's something very
that's
big. But at the end of the day, we're all just people. We like to laugh, we like to smile. We all just are people. I went to this really fancy MSNBC party. Ari Melber, do you know him? 6 o'clock, very cute guy. It was his birthday party, and I was invited to And at first, I was a bit intimidated because they're all smarty pants, and I talk about Kim Kardashian's bottom. I was the toast of the party. Like, I was like, sweetie, I'm just as tight. Like, I was like, sweetie, I could be here too. Like, they're all people.
Right, you own your space. You own your authenticity in every environment. That is the key, right? You show up as you.
Be
that's
you.
What you have to work with.
Do you know
with?
Who recognized me when I walked in? I thought of you.
Who?
Billy Porter.
Oh,
your nemesis.
Yes. Yes. Nemesis. Oh, no. I love him.
That would have been an Erica and a Jennifer fight. So I walk in with my friend Alex.
I actually think that he's fabulous. I love him. I love him now.
Yeah, that's what I'm like with Andy Cohen. I love him. That's what I say. I love you, Andy. So I walk in with my friend Alex, and Billy Porter comes like running over us, maybe an exaggeration. Shuffle, maybe shuffle's a better word. And just like, I see you, Rob Shooter. Hi, Billy. Hi. Corey's
Air
better. That's what I said. Corey's better as I walked away.
Stop it.
Corey's a better singer. That's what I said.
Look,
I said,
you're going to get me in trouble.
That's what
on
I
this
said.
Show.
I said, Corey Andrews much better than you, Billy Porter. Bye. Yeah, went to the bar. Hey,
you
what's going on
control.
With Cardi B? Ooh, we're going to start some beef on this show.
I'm going to have a black eye tomorrow when I see you. It's
I wouldn't
ridiculous.
Mess with Billy. I would not mess with Billy. Vicious. Pull up that stiletto and hit you over the head. Yes,
well, speaking of killer stilettos and street thuggery, Cardi B. This is a nice story, actually. Cardi B, she made a $100,000 donation to her former middle school. So the Bronx native, she made a surprise visit to her old middle school at IS 232 in the Morris Heights neighborhood. Now, while she was there, she hosted like an open discussion with all the kids to talk about their favorite parts of school, their favorite teacher, and other topics. She even answered some of the students' questions and offered life advice, which is a little terrifying in some aspects.
Yeah.
But she does know how to survive. But, you know, she survived through some very specific ways.
Say no more.
But, yeah. But towards the end of her visit, that's when she revealed she was going to give the school a $100,000 donation, which was going to go towards after-school programs like tutoring and music and dance. And she says, I'm extremely proud to be from the Bronx. I have lots of family and friends who still live and work there. And so when I heard about the fire and all the victims, I knew I needed to do something to help. Now, she went to that high school, that junior high school between the sixth and eighth grade. And, you know, people don't realize that she's really got a big philanthropic heart. She also gave a $1 million donation to the coronavirus relief. And she personally helped deliver 20,000 meals to medical workers in New York City. I had no idea that she was that giving. So we love Cardi B. What do you think about that?
I love this. I love this story. She didn't do it for publicity. She didn't put out a press release on this. We poked about it. The kids told us if Cardi B comes to your school, the kids will go nuts. So that's how we found out about this. I love it. I love it. I love it. You know, I'd love to go back to my school. I wish I had Cardi B's money. Although when my book came out, The Four-Word Answer, I sent a bunch of them to my school library. And like, where I went to school, people didn't read books, let alone write them. Like, it just wasn't part of our journey. Yeah, yeah. It was never going to be part of our story. Right. I called the school to see if they got the books. They said, who are you? I didn't know. I know. Somebody.
Who are you? Honey.
You said a box. Why would we want a box of your books? Who are you? I said, I went there.
Yo, honey.
We don't know who you are. Well, you're so mean. Cardi is so sweet. Hey, before we get a break, Prince William is looking even sexier today because he just inherited $1 billion. A billion. Did you hear that? Can you believe that? So he inherited it from the Queen after her death. So while the royal family, their wills are never made public, financial experts have had sort of a hard time sort of estimating, guessing their fortune. But there are some well-documented accounts out there that they can sort of piece it all together. Now CNN is reporting that the royals' total wealth, the whole family, their total wealth is $21 billion in land, property, and investment. $21 billion. So out of that $21 billion, $1 billion is going to be passed on to William now that he's the new Prince of Wales. Basically, the Duke of Cornwall, which William is as well as the Duke of Wales, they inherit this land called the Duchy of Cornwall. So it's hundreds of acres in Cornwall. And if you think of Downton Abbey, they make all their money from the fact they own the village as well as the land. That's what this duchy is. So they own villages, they own land. And under Prince Charles, when Prince Charles inherited it, it wasn't doing so well. Prince Charles really took it on like a business. He hired CEOs, he hired really smart experts. And now this business makes hundreds of millions of dollars. It's worth $1 billion. And now it belongs to Prince William.
Oh, my goodness. Can you would they give, would she give Meghan anything?
Oh, Meghan. I've got a podcast. She's got a Spotify.
The Queen gave her a podcast.
She's got a podcast. She's got a podcast. Can you imagine $1 billion? Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend Corey. Hey, Corey, let's get to the polls. Last show, we talked about Meghan and Harry's PDA at the Queen's procession, and it garnered mixed reviews. They held hands. People are furious because it broke protocol.
So
but you know
silly.
What? Nobody reported this, but Prince Anne's daughter, she was holding hands with her husband. I saw the pictures.
Of course.
I know, so we made out it was just Harry and Meghan. It wasn't. There was at least one other royal couple that were doing it. Do you love it or do you hate it? Let's have a look. Oh, I love you, naughties. 80% of you love it. I do too.
Yes,
I do too. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rom. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back on Monday to hear your results, which you might actually not give on the Monday show because Queen Elizabeth, it's her big funeral on Monday.
Oh, yes,
so we're
going to
be really focused on that on Monday. So I think doing a poll in the middle of it, particularly if the results are not good. You know what I mean? Because if you all decide that you are furious with the poll question, then it might not be good to interrupt the coverage of the funeral to do that. Yeah. So we might not do that on Monday. We will probably do it on Tuesday, but do come back Monday. It's all going to be about the royals. Hey, let's do my favourite part of the show. Let's do our noisiest of the day.
Yes. Gisele Bündchen, you know, she thinks that she's a football widow amid the news that the Tom Brady marital issues are sort of bubbling up. And now she says in a rare interview that she has concerns over Brady, 45, returning to the NFL for a 23rd season, and that she'd like him to be more present at home. Now, the supermodel shares daughter Vivian 9, Benjamin 12, and stepson Jack with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback. From a family standpoint, these are critical years, a source explained to People. Now, Bündchen noted that she has a huge list of things she wants to accomplish herself, and she says, I feel very fulfilled in that way as a mother and as a wife, she added, and now it's going to be my turn.
Gisele, you're our nicest of the day. And now let's do our naughtiest of the day. Naughtiest of the day. Breaking news right now. So Kanye West, what are you thinking? He is trying to get out of his 10-year relationship with Gap. So the Yeezy Gap apparel deal, which was announced in much fanfare in 2020, and it was going to generate $1 billion in sales. Now Kanye and Gap have officially ended their relationship. It is breaking news. It was a disaster from day one. Just a bad relationship. Kanye doesn't play nice with other people. If you haven't figured this out by now, then you've been living under a rock. So a 10-year deal, also too, let's be truthful here, nothing was selling.
It's horrible. It's the most ugly stuff I've ever seen.
Ugly, quite badly designed, too expensive. Yeah. Like, it just, none of it made any sense. I don't know why Gap, a company as smart as Gap, even got into this, but now they are out of it. The two of them are our naughtiest of the day. Let's end naughty. A moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. I love this quote. It's from Lady Gaga, and we all need to hear this often, particularly on days when we don't feel as if we're getting enough credit, attention, when things are not going our way. I love this quote from Lady Gaga. She said the following quote, "There can be 100 people in the room, and 99 of them don't believe in you, but one does." That's all you need. All you need is one yes, and if ever you are looking for a yes, come here to the Naughty But Nice Show, because we're all about yes. That is it for this week. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Corey Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty,
you've got to be nice.
Take care, everybody. Pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.